Well, hey, I want to thank you for being here with us and being a part of this series where we're talking about continuing some things, maybe taking a first step, maybe heading in a new direction, but ultimately we're talking about getting started. And it's a natural thing for us at the beginning of a new year, a new season of life, where we have a renewed commitment to some things that have been a part of us. And then we go ahead and say, you know what, I want to let go of some other things and I want to try something new. I want to take life in a new direction. And it's always tempting at the beginning of the year to set some new goals. And there's nothing wrong with new goals. But no matter what the goal is, sometimes the hardest thing to do is to just get started. It's to just take that first step. Sometimes the hardest thing to do in turning your life around isn't to know that you need to turn it around. It's not to go ahead and make a list of things that need to change, because we're usually pretty good at making a list of things that need to change, especially when it comes to difficulties in our life that come from other people. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is just to take that first step and to go ahead and get started. And week number one in this series that we're calling Start, we said of all the things that we could make up our mind to start this year, of all the things that we could say, okay, this is what I need to start, this is what I need to give my life to, was two words: love big. You see, God has called us and created us to love Him and to be loved by Him. And some of you may not realize that today, but God loves you with an indescribable love. And here's what He says: if you'll go ahead and accept that indescribable love, if you'll accept that love that can change everything for you, and you'll begin to love Me in return, you'll begin to love Me with every area of your life, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a new start in life, and I'll enable you to accomplish things in your relationships, on the inside of you, and with other people, and your life will go ahead and literally change because of the start of loving big. Why do we say to love big? Because God doesn't want you to love Him just a little bit. God wants you to love Him with everything that you are, because when we begin to love Him with everything that we are, we can begin to love other people as they are. And you see, that's a challenge for us, but that's really what we need, is a love for God that allows us to love other people as they are, because when we begin to love other people as they are, our relationships can go ahead and climb to new heights. But we said it doesn't end with love big. If we're going to go ahead and love big, then we're being called to something else. And that next step is to make up our mind to grow deeper. And that growing deeper is just knowing who we are in Christ and who Jesus is and what He has for us. And some of us know a little bit about Jesus, right? We know Jesus and we love Jesus. We know that Jesus died for us. We've trusted Him. We've asked Him to be our Savior. But we don't know much more about Jesus than that. And here's what we said last Sunday morning. The Apostle Paul wrote to the believers at Colossae, and he says, look, you guys are doing some incredible things. In fact, every time I think about you, I thank God for you. How many of you can say that you have people like that in your life? Every time you think about them, you thank God for them, right? Anybody here have that? We all have at least one person like that, but then we all also have those people in our life that every time we think about them, maybe we say, why me? I mean, right, it's not so much, Lord, I'm thankful for that, and this is great here. No, Paul writes and he says about the entire group, he says, look, I'm just thankful for you. But he says, look, just as you learned about Jesus and just as you received Jesus, he said, just as you take that first step and receive Him, he says, I need you to take another step, and then I need you to take another step. He says, just as you received Him, I need you to go ahead and walk in Him. And see, some of us aren't growing deeper in our relationship with Christ, not because we're not smart enough, not because we don't go to church, not because we haven't heard something about the Bible, but because we're not walking in Him. We're not taking that next step. We're not saying, okay, I want to get to know Christ, and just as I received Him or joined myself to Him, now my life consists of Jesus, and I want to walk in Him. I want to make Jesus the outline of my life. I want to make Jesus the boundary of my life, and I want to do and be what Jesus wants me to do and be. Paul says, when you begin to go ahead and grow deeper from that standpoint, your life will change. Well, today we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about something that most of us don't dream about when we're young. Most people don't say when they're young and laying out what they want to do, they don't say, I just want to grow up and serve. Most of the time, we get little ones that want to be a teacher, right? Because they go to school and their teacher at preschool or their teacher at elementary school really makes an impact on them, and they like them and they think, man, that's what I want to do because I want to be like them just a little bit. Or maybe they have a friend that does something and they think it's neat and they say, that's what I want to do. I never forget when Gabby came home from preschool and she told me what she wanted to do. We're in the car and she's just sharing some things and she says, Daddy, I've decided what I wanted to do. And I thought, this is going to be good because you just never know exactly what she's going to share and how she's going to share it. And I said, okay, Gabby, what do you want to do? And she said, I want to work at the gas station. Now here's the kicker though. Okay, she wanted to work at the gas station because they serve slushies there and she could have as many as she wanted, right? And so at least there was a method to that. And I'm praying and I'm thinking, Lord, we've got to help her set the bar just a little higher, all right? Just a little bit higher. Just take that extra step. We can go ahead and we can squeeze a little bit more out than that. Nobody writes it down and says, man, I just want to go ahead and serve. But you know what serving is? Serving is using your life to make a difference in somebody else's life. Get this, without the expectation of getting something in return. Serving is just using your life to make a difference in somebody else's life without the expectation of getting something else in return. How many times do we do something and we do something just to get something back? We go ahead and we participate, we go through it, we endure it, whatever it might be, and we do it just so we can get something back. Well, you know, the Bible teaches us a whole different way of thinking. The Bible says that job that you endure and you only do for a paycheck, you can actually flip that around and you can say, you know what, I'm going to make this an effort where I serve and I'm not doing it to where I just get paid. I mean, getting paid is going to go ahead and take place because that's what's going to happen. But I can go ahead and I can begin to do that job. I can begin to live that life from a standpoint of, man, I'm not doing this for the person that I'm doing it for. I'm using my life and I'm using it for Jesus, and I'm ultimately using the talents and abilities and know-how and the skills that he gave me and has allowed me to acquire, and I'm going to go ahead and use it to make a difference in somebody else. I'm going to use it to make a difference for a greater purpose than just a paycheck. And when we stop and think about that, that begins to help our life take on new meaning. Because the reality is this, I don't have to go to work and run spreadsheets just to go to work and run spreadsheets and to get something out of it at the end of the week. I can go to work and I can run spreadsheets and I can analyze numbers and I can begin to go ahead and I can begin to do that because I can make somebody else's life better. And by making somebody else's life better, I can go ahead and be a witness to them for Jesus. You see, I can go ahead and use some of those same gifts that maybe I've acquired on the job, and I can use those in my neighborhood, or I could come in and get connected in the church, and I could begin to go ahead and use those to make a difference, and I could do something for someone without the expectation of anything in return, and I could make a difference in their life. You see, the Bible teaches us all throughout that you and I were created for something far more than a paycheck. We were created for something far more than to be described by how much we earn or the neighborhood that we live in because of the paycheck that we get. The Bible says that we were described in a way that really has great honor to it. That we're described in a way that we can go ahead and be called servants. Now, some of you this morning might say, look, I don't know that I would just want to be classified as being a servant. I want you to understand that the greatest leader that ever walked the face of the earth was Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ was also the greatest servant that ever walked the face of the earth. And Jesus Christ said this about himself. Jesus said, for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. You see, Jesus had a title, but he also had a testimony. He had a title to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but he also had a testimony of just being a servant. And when we begin to piece Jesus' life together, the greatest one who would ever live came to walk the face of this earth to go ahead and make a difference for your life and my life without the expectation of anything in return. Because you know what? Ultimately, there's nothing that you can give or that I can give to where we deserve our salvation. But here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I want to give my life for you, and I'm going to give my life for you, and I'm going to pay for your sin. And if you would just go ahead and accept it, you can go ahead and share that same truth with somebody else day in and day out just by serving, just by doing something for someone else without the expectation of anything in return. What would happen if we begin to think like that and to live like that? What would happen if we began to interact like that in the workplace? No, I'm not the grouchy person that I was. I know everything here may not be perfect, but Jesus gave his life for me, and Jesus gave his life for me so that I could know him and so that I could live for him. And now I just want to go ahead and be a servant that shares who Jesus is day in and day out, and I want to do the best I can, and I'm doing it for him, not for the paycheck. You see, that didn't start with Jesus. Let's go ahead and take a look. Way back in the Old Testament, Moses kicks it off in Deuteronomy chapter 10. And in Deuteronomy chapter 10, here's what Moses tells his people as God is kind of telling it to him. He's just writing it down. He says, here's what I want you to do. He says, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? He says, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him. Get that, to walk in all his ways. Remember we talked about growing deeper, and we said when we grow deeper, we're just kind of walking. There's that concept again, to go ahead and make him our boundary and to live our life from that standpoint. He says to walk in all his ways and to love him. Walk in love, goes hand in hand. And he says, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. Think about that. To serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. And then he says, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today, get that, for your good. Not to make life harder on you, not to make life difficult on you, but for your good. Think about that for just a moment. Moses says, I'm outlining something for you, and it's for your good. I'm outlining something for you, and it's not to make you feel bad. It's for your good. And here's what he says. He says, I want you to go ahead and come to a place where you live your life and you serve passionately. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I grew up on a ball diamond, and my dad kind of did the same thing as well. And when you took the field, there needed to be a little passion about you if you were a member of our family and you went out there. You never went out to go ahead and hope you didn't lose, right? I mean, you just didn't play for that. You went out to go ahead and make sure that you left everything on the field that you had to give, and you left it right there, you poured it out, and you did everything you could to win. You didn't complain about what your coach asked you to do. You certainly didn't yell at the umpire. I'll never forget, I was 12 years old, and I did not like a call that Earl Dugan made. And God rest his soul, Earl Dugan, he owned Dugan Chevrolet, he was a great man, and I can remember him calling a strike on me, and I thought, that's a terrible call. And I wanted to say something so bad, and I turned to get out of the box for just a minute, and I really was kind of ticked, and I looked there at the edge of the diamond, and I saw a pair of black wingtip dress shoes. Now, in 1985, when you're 12 years old and you're at the ball diamond, there's one guy that's in a suit and tie, and it's the preacher. And the preacher was my dad. And I looked at the wingtips, and I followed them all the way up. And he quietly encouraged me to get back in the box and keep my opinion to myself. After the game, he said, I want to tell you something. I want you to remember this. How you handle those things is more of an impact, and it's going to make more of a difference than that thing itself. When you look your life and my life, sometimes we can get passionate about what other people are doing or saying or what situation they put you in. But Moses says, look, here's what I want you to do. I want you to be really passionate about serving. I want you to give your all for something that really matters. So in this game that we call life, all right, we can get fired up over a ball game. We can go out on a diamond and give our all. Moses is saying this. Here's really what I want you to do. As you're living your life, I want you to give your all for Jesus. He says, I want you to walk with him. I want you to love God. And he says, I want you to serve him with all that you are, your heart, your mind, and your soul. So that's what he's asking us to do is when we're living our life day in and day out, do you know what he's asking us to do? He's asking us to give everything for Jesus. What happens when I serve? What happens when I begin to go ahead and I go to work? What happens when I come in and I serve on the Connections team, or I go ahead and say I want to serve in the Buildings and Grounds team, or what happens when I say I want to get involved in the medical team, or what happens when I say I want to serve in the nursery, or what happens when I say I want to serve in a life group and get connected? I want to help in some way. Here's what he's saying. When you go ahead and make the choice to serve, to use your talents, to use your abilities, to use your know-how in some way. What happens when we serve, and when we serve passionately, the first thing is this, that God is honored. That's what happens. God is honored. Do you understand today that when you choose to use your life and you begin to serve passionately, not half-heartedly, Moses says, look, I want you to serve with everything that you are. I want you to serve wholeheartedly. I want you to love God, and I want you to serve him with your heart, with your mind, with your soul. I want you to give it your all. Do you know what Moses says? Moses says, first and foremost, that God is honored. But you know what it takes in order for you and I to go ahead and serve? We have to make a choice. We have to go ahead and make a choice. In Joshua chapter 24, verses 15 and 16, here's what unfolds. Joshua is standing before the people. Moses has passed away. Joshua is now their leader. And Joshua gets up in front of the people and he says, look, we've come a long way, but we're at a critical moment. And I want to remind you that we were called to serve God. But here's the deal. He says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Are you going to go ahead and serve the gods of our fathers? Are you going to serve the God of Israel? Or are you going to serve the people, the gods of the people around us? He says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And do you know what the people responded? The people responded and said, look, with all that God has done for us, how could we serve any other gods? They say, Joshua, we're with you. Let me ask you something this morning. With all that Jesus has done for us in giving his life to pay the penalty for our sin, how can we not serve him passionately? How is it reasonable for us just to go through life and not include him? How is it reasonable for us to go through life and just say, okay, I'll serve if I get a chance, or I'm going to serve because I have to? Moses says, I want you to serve passionately. Joshua says, here's the choice. The choice is made. I'm declaring I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to serve God with everything, and that's what we want you to do. Joshua says, hey, God's getting my very best. And the people say, look at where we're at. Look at how much he's done. How could we not go ahead and serve him? Think about what Jesus offers us in salvation. Doesn't it make sense to go ahead and to serve him? To use our life for him? He's redeemed us. He's offered us an eternal home in heaven. And he gives us an opportunity just to be able to use our abilities to make a difference for him. You see, when I serve passionately, God is honored. God is honored. You know, sometimes in life, you go ahead and you go through seasons and there's not that much passion that you have. Sometimes you get into survival mode and you say, I just don't have a lot to give right now. And you just kind of begin to go ahead and work your way through it, and you just try and stay in a place and cope. We all get there. Sometimes in life, because of circumstances or struggles, that happens to all of us, but God doesn't want us to stay there. God wants us to take a long look at who He is and the opportunity that He's giving us to be, and to be able to go ahead and take our life and to be able to serve Him with passion, to be able to give it our all in whatever we are doing. And Moses says the way that God is honored is when we serve passionately, when we serve with our heart that's in it. There's a second thing that he says, and I just want to move quickly through it. He says we go ahead and serve. What happens when I serve? What happens when you serve? Well, God is honored, but then he says this, that love is demonstrated. You see, love is a verb. Love has some action. He says, I want you to love God with all that you are, but then he says this, I want you to serve God with all that you are. Jesus gave us these words in John chapter 15 and verse number 13. He says, greater love hath no man than this, than what? That a man laid down his life for his friends. In John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, Jesus said, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. And then he teaches us about serving each other as well. You see, when I go ahead and I begin to serve with my heart, I begin to serve passionately, here's what happens. I go ahead and I'm demonstrating love personally, but I'm also demonstrating a love publicly. You see, when I serve and I get involved and I use my life, undoubtedly I'm going to connect with people. Undoubtedly I'm going to go ahead and do something for someone in their life. I'm going to interact with them. I'm demonstrating love to them personally, but I'm also demonstrating love to those who see that taking place. Now, we don't go ahead and serve Jesus so that we can let other people see us, right? Because the bottom line is this, if you serve so that other people can see, you're not serving, you're just giving people a show. There's a big difference. God says, look, I want you to go ahead and love, and when you love, you'll serve, and when you serve, other people will go ahead and they will be impacted by it. It's personal, but it's also something that other people will look at and people will be impacted by. Moses says, I want you to fear the Lord. That's to go ahead and honor Him. I want you to walk in His ways. I want you to love Him. I want you to serve the Lord God with all your heart and with all your soul. You know what happens when we serve? God is honored. When you begin to use your life in a way that you're serving, God is honored. Incredible thing to stop and think that we can honor God with our life just by serving. We can go ahead and do something for someone without expectation of return, and we can honor God. We can do something for someone. We can get involved in a way. We can use our talents, our abilities. We can make a difference for someone, and love is demonstrated. But there's a third thing that's extremely important, and it's this. When I begin to go ahead and serve, what happens when I serve? Okay, it doesn't matter who it is. All right. Some of you think because you don't deliver the message, or you're not in the band, or you're not on the stage and people don't see you, that it doesn't have an impact. I want to tell you something. When you serve in any capacity and you do it for God, God is honored, love is demonstrated, and here's the third thing, and it's this: others are blessed. Others are blessed. Do you realize that other people need the encouragement that you can pour into them by making a difference? Just think about that. When somebody walks in our front door, one of our goals is for people to meet them and introduce themselves to them and say, hey, it's great to have you here today. And I know that people say, man, what if I say hi to somebody that's been here for a long time and I don't know their name? You get to know their name. But we walk up and we just introduce ourselves, and it's good to have you here today. Thanks for coming to gather with us. You never know what a kind word might do in somebody else's life. You never know what strength that might give them to make it another moment. You see, Paul wrote it this way. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 6, some people were worried about who they were following, and Paul wrote it this way. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and he said, look, there's a lot of things that are going on here, but I just want us to understand this. It's not about me, and it's not about anybody else. He said, look, I sowed some seed, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. What was happening is people's lives were being changed, and they were worried about who was getting the credit. And Paul said, look, it doesn't matter who gets the credit. It's all about God. Here's what happens when we begin to serve. When we begin to serve, we are sowing a seed into somebody else's life, a seed of faith that may just grow up and make an incredible difference in their life and make an incredible difference in somebody else's life. Paul wasn't there on the scene to get to see everything that was taking place, to get to see all the life change, but Paul was aware that life change was taking place, and he said, look, I'm just excited to have been able to go ahead and sow a seed, to say a kind word, to teach a simple lesson, to go ahead and to pray for them, to walk with them in some struggling points of life, whatever it may have been. Paul said, look, I just sowed some seeds of faith. You know what Paul was telling us? Paul was showing us that when we serve, others are blessed. Some of you have some ability today that could be a great blessing to others. You have some know-how, and you could be a great blessing to others. You have compassion that could be a great blessing to others. You see, God can take any one of us and use us for His honor and His glory when we begin to see, okay, I wasn't just designed to have these skills for me, to have these gifts and abilities for me, and to go off and use them for my employer. I was designed to go ahead and be able to make a living in the world in which we live, but ultimately be able to do it for God. And at every turn, I do it not for the person necessarily that I'm doing it for, but I do it as unto the Lord. I do it just like I was doing it for Jesus. I do it just as I was saying, okay, Jesus, that this is for you. Just like you're having a conversation with Him, because that's what the Bible teaches us. Well, here's something that we all kind of want. There's nothing wrong with it. We all tend to ask the question, what's in it for me? I mean, how do I benefit from it? You see, when we talk about loving big, we say, how do I benefit from it? When we love big, you know what happens? Our relationships get a little bit stronger. We get a little bit healthier. When we go ahead and grow deep and we say, what's in it for me? I begin to walk a more balanced life. Because as long as we only take one step in life and we're kind of in between, we're off balance and growth isn't really taking place. So when we begin to go ahead and grow deeper and ask, what's in it for me? Our life gets rooted. It's stronger, it's more stable, it's more secure. But when we talk about this serve thing and we say, what's in it for me? Here's the reality. When I say, what's in it for me? What's in it for you? The answer is, I am better for it. You are better for it. When you begin to serve, you are better for it. You say, how is that the truth? How does that happen? Because serving helps me become more like Jesus. You remember a few moments ago, I said in Mark chapter 10, verse number 45, Jesus said, for the Son of Man didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. In Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5, the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, taking upon the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. That's what Jesus did. Jesus said, I'm going to go ahead and lay down my title, and I'm going to show Him a testimony. He laid down the position of the Son of God for all of us to see, and became the Son of Man, who was God in flesh. And he walked among us, and he went and he died for us so that we might know him, so that we might be able to live for him. And in the midst of doing all of those things, he didn't try and go ahead and pass out his business card to everybody. He didn't do a miracle and say, wow, this is really going to wow the crowd. More are going to come back tomorrow and want to know who I am. He just lived his life. He served the Father, and he gave his life for you and for me. And he's given us an opportunity to do the same. Think about it. What would happen if you began to start and serve today? You just began to say, okay, I'm going to start. I'm going to serve. I'm going to get in a different mindset, and I'm no longer going to go through life and just do it for what's in it for me. I'm not going to go through life and say, okay, what do I get out of this transaction? I'm going to go ahead and realize that when I change my attitude and I change my mindset and I say, okay, God, you gave me this talent, you gave me this ability, you gave me the life that I live, I want to use it for you, I want to make a difference for you, we begin to honor God. We begin to not only honor God, but we begin to go ahead and demonstrate love and bless others. And others are better for it, and you are better for it. You want to change your life in 2018? You want your life to be better? Can I tell you something? Start to serve. Just begin to approach life from a different mindset and say, okay, it's not all about me. Jesus didn't come so everybody could wait on him. I don't exist so that everybody can wait on me. I want to go ahead and I want to begin to serve and make a difference because I want to honor God. I want to demonstrate love. I want to bless others. And I want to be made better for it as well. Would you bow your heads with me? In just a moment, we're going to just have a time of prayer and time where we can go ahead and respond right where we are. But today, as we take this time to respond right where we are, I just want to ask you, is there something in your life that you could be doing for God right now? Is there a way that you could be making a difference for his kingdom and the life of another person, in the life of this church, and you say, I need to get to a point where I'm doing that. If that's you, I want you to be thinking about how you can go ahead and do that. About how you can use your life to make a difference in the life of someone else. Maybe you could help in a ministry area. Maybe you could lead a life group. Maybe you could go in and be a part of a children's ministry and help young people learn about Jesus and put seeds of faith into their life to make a difference so that one day when they're sitting in the space you're sitting in now, they're going to be able to look back and say somebody loved them and somebody cared about them and blessed them and made their life better. Maybe you've got some abilities, some connections that you could just utilize to bless people outside these walls and to do things for people in a different way that maybe you just have thought about but have never started doing. Maybe you're here today and you say, John, you talked about Jesus, about a relationship with him, and quite honestly, I don't know that I have ever had one. Maybe today you'd like to know more about that. Whatever your need might be, whether it's to begin to use your life to serve and make a difference, or whether it's to know Jesus, whatever it might be, in just a moment when we stand and sing, I just want to encourage you, if God speaks to you, just to step out and come. just to come and pray and say, Lord, help me to serve you. Help me to live my life for you. But maybe you want to know more about Jesus. Just get my attention, and we'll go ahead and take the Bible and show you how you can know for certain that Jesus is your Savior. Whatever your need might be, I just encourage you to let God speak to your heart. Would you stand with me, please? No one looking around. If you know the words, you can sing along. We encourage you to do that. If God speaks to your heart, just step out and come.